Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Hey everyone, I'm Pete Pasco, and welcome to the Halftime Huddle brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. They're the best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. At the half, 6-3 in favor of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Field goals, the story of the day so far. And joining us this week to talk about this offensive explosion is Rob Vanstone, sports editor of the Regina Leader Post. Okay, Rob, two ways we can look at this. The offenses still have to find their way in the early going, or the defenses have been really good, or is it a little bit of each?
A little bit of each. I think you have to give kudos to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defense. The tone was set on the opening possession when Pete Robertson made the sack, forced the fumble. Then on the second possession, Nick Marshall had the pick, and pretty robust performance by the Riders defense, but Hamilton hasn't been far behind. I mean, basically, this should be a 6-6 game if not for a ball hitting the upright. It's that even.
Mm-hmm. Is it just my failing eyesight, which it certainly could be?
Absolutely.
Or are the Riders a lot faster on defense this year than they've been?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one of the trademarks of a Jason Shivers defense. Mm-hmm. They certainly have the personnel to play that style of defense. They like to move people around along the line of scrimmage, position to position. And I think we're seeing that. It's really throwing a bit of a monkey wrench, or a lot of a monkey wrench, into what the Hamilton Tiger Cats aspire to do. Conversely, the Rough Riders are having trouble figuring out the Hamilton defense. And what's really vexing to me is the futility of the teams in situations that would conventionally be advantageous to the offense. Mm-hmm. I think there have been 4 second-and-2s that haven't been converted, plus a 2nd-and-3, plus a 2nd-and-4. Those should be advantage offense, but they can't move the chain.
What do you think about the performance of Jamal Morrow in his first start at running back? He's shown some spark, but there's a part two to the question. Are you concerned that he's doing double duty as a returner as well?
Yeah, I wonder if that is a little too much. And I just I remember the days of Corey Chamberlain when he said people should just have one job. I'd like to see football has trended to the point where you don't just have one tailback anymore, but why not go with more Frankie Hickson and see what he can do as a running back, and have someone who's exclusively a returner in Jamal Morrow, and keep the legs somewhat fresh and keep the role somewhat defined. I don't think Jamal Morrow has done anything early in the game to lead to the conclusion that he shouldn't be doing either role. I think the question is that just a disproportionate amount heaped on the shoulders of one player?
For Hamilton, it's Dane Evans's first start as the uncontested starter. And we certainly saw what Jeremiah Mazzoli could do last night for Hamilton. What do you think about Evans so far?
I thought I expected more. Mm-hmm. I expected more from Cody Fajardo and the Riders offense too. Dane Evans really hasn't had an opportunity to do that much. The first pass that he, the one that was intercepted by Nick Marshall, an ill-advised throw. Nick Marshall had a better shot at that ball than did the receiver, and he ultimately caught it. Neither quarterback has really knocked me out. Cody Fajardo, I'm sure, expected a lot more out of the first half of the season. Remember, last year, too, without a preseason, they came roaring out of the gate. Cody Fajardo completed his first 15 passes. The Riders had a commanding lead over the BC Lions and then nearly blew it.
Right.
And that's without a preseason. And so much of the offensive woes that the CFL experienced last year were attributed to the lack of a preseason. So this year we have a preseason, and now we watch this. Who knows?
A player that I watched a fair bit in the first half because I wanted to see if he's healthy and ready to go, and also what sort of a replacement he is as a starter for Michael Johnson, is Garrett Marino. And so far he's looked tremendous, actually.
Yeah, everybody on defense has, but I really like the defensive line. There seems to be a lot of interchangeable parts there. Pete Robertson doesn't get a lot of headlines because they've got Charleston Hughes and they've got AC Leonard. It was Pete Robertson who made the first big play of the game.
Yep.
Garrett Marino stuffed a running play. Charbel DeBeer had a sack. They just have an abundance of Nick. I think Nicholas Daly had a quarterback pressure in the first half. They got a lot of moving parts there, and they're hyperactive moving parts in the first half. So I like what I see from that defense in its entirety, but I just keep waiting for something from the offense. They're just, as was the case last year, and it's a very small sample size when you're talking about one half of football, but there just seems to be no capacity to go over the top. They tried one deep pass, and it went nowhere.
What do you think of the protection? Does he have enough time to get the ball off? It looks like it's improved, at least.
Yeah, I don't think he's really been under duress a lot. It's not like they've had a lot of plays where Cody's had to be in the pocket for 3 or 4 seconds to try and find a receiver downfield. A lot of it is get rid of the ball really quickly. Whether that's predicated upon them not thinking they can get that 3 or 4 seconds they need, or them just trying different things, who's to say? But I don't think the offensive line has really been found wanting it, but I don't think we've had much of an opportunity to appraise the kind of pass protection there's been. I think what we can say with some definitiveness that there hasn't been much in the way of run blocking.
I heard a comment in the stands, might have even been the young man I take to these games, that the two running backs are so similar. I guess you could turn to a fullback for this, but there's not a big back, a pile mover for those second and short type of situations. You think that might come back to bite them?
I don't think so. We don't see a lot of... I mean, I remember growing up when there was a tailback and a fullback, and now teams really, with the one back sets, there aren't really a lot of running attacks that have divergent styles. Mm-hmm. A lot of it depends on can you get that push up front, and that's what we're not seeing early.
Not every team gets to have a Williams stand back, and hopefully he's back healthy soon.
I hope very soon.
That's good for the league to have him around. Final question. What do you hope to see in the second half, other than some offense, obviously?
Well, a pass beyond 10 yards downfield would be nice.
Sure.
There's got to be some. When you look at the weapons the Rough Riders have, they've only thrown to Shaq Evans once in the first half. Duke Williams had a couple of receptions early on short plays, nothing beyond that. They tried the one pass, deep pass to Keon Schaefer Baker. I want to see something where they can try to get something going downfield. Mm-hmm. I think there's 25-some thousand people who'd like to see the same thing. We're seeing a very conservatively played football game, largely because the defenses are dictating what the offenses can or, I suppose, can't do.
Well, let's hope the offenses open up in the second half and the skies do not.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for this, Rob.
Thank you so much, Pete. Take care.
There you go, folks. That's Rob Vanstone of your Regina Leader Post. We'll be back with a halftime rewind in just a moment. You're listening to the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
And welcome back to the Halftime Huddle, everyone. I'm Pete Pasco. Time now for the Halftime Rewind, featuring some of the outstanding plays from the first half. It's brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com.
Bring them out.
And away we go. The season is open for both of these teams. A high kick. Here's Dane Evans, number 9. Takes a shotgun snap. Looks over here. Has the ball batted out. It's recovered by Pete Robertson. Carries a chip shot field goal out of the hold by Corey Bedvick from Brett Lothery. Puts it up and he pops it through. Here's Evans going to throw it down the sideline. Jump ball is intercepted by Nick Marshall as he outjumped Dunbar Jr. Snap, hold, kick is on the way. It's up, end over ender. It's good. Evans looks that way, pulls it down, and a sack. Charbel Gobier. On their right hash, the field shaded, but it's sunny on the far side behind the Tiger Cats bench. Here's Cody looking downfield, scrambling, dumps it off to Morrow. Morrow puts his foot in the ground, midfield, 50, 45. What a play by Cody and then Morrow and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Bedvick calls for the ball, puts it down. Lothar's kick is on the way, and he's gone. Brett Lothar, snap, hold, the kick is on the way. Domagala's kick is no good. Hit the iron. The clocks read zero.
And welcome back, everyone. It's the Halftime Huddle. I'm Pete Pascoe. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network. Let's take a look at the standout stat of the half. It's brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 50 years and keeping you in hot and soft water. Standout stat of the half, 94. That is the total offense produced by your Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the first half of this game. Obviously, that's a lot less than they were hoping for and a lot less than they're probably going to need in the second half to get past the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The only reason that 94 isn't something that's particularly damaging is because they've been tremendous on defense, only giving up 121 yards, so certainly no slouches there. And in terms of the scoreboard, 6-3 with one missed field goal by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. There it is, the standout stat, 94 yards of total offense by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They'll be looking for a lot more in the second half. Folks, that is it. That would be our halftime huddle. You are listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.